A reading from Matthew 14, 24 to 30. And the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
I would like to ask you, I want to say something before this, but I'd like to ask you about the last, what they said, "Truly, you are the Son of God," and what exactly is prompting them to say that, because it may seem obvious. But the first thing I want to say is, when we're reading the Gospels, you have Jesus, but then you have, in contrast to Jesus, almost as a backdrop to him, his followers. And in a way, his followers are us. If we had been in that boat, we would have had probably exactly the same response. We might not have had Peter's response because he's impulsive. He's always doing this kind of thing. He's always trying to go out and do what he does here. But the contrast is very important because even though these people have chosen to, Jesus has chosen them, but they've accepted the call, they still have, their feet are totally in the water or on the earth, and they think that way, and they can't help but keep on going back. Then they see something like this, and then they return to the believing followers. And it's kind of like the church today.
Well, that's the challenge, is oftentimes we say, if I could see Jesus do those things, then I would believe. And I think the challenge is seeing God do the things he does, to live through the mundane of everyday life and still trust and expect. These in-between moments where God's presence is so clear that we look at him and we say, "Truly, you are God. You do these things," and then life goes flat and we forget for a while, and we don't seem to live with that spiritual connection and expectancy.
It's kind of the difference between Martha and Mary. Who is the one? Is it Martha the one that complains about?
Yes.
So Mary is at Jesus' side, basically worshiping him, and Martha is doing the kitchen work, and she's so upset by the mundane. And she goes and complains to Jesus, and Jesus straightens her out by saying that Mary has the better part. It's very hard to be Martha in this world. There's so much injustice. There's so many things that are wrong. There's so many things that are not going your way, and you get caught up in them. You get blinded by them. And to a certain extent, I think that this is where they were at on this boat, in this sea, in this storm, when Jesus appears and shows them another dimension of reality that is the miracle of who he is.